come on. What is it, boy, huh? Morning growl? Four? You've seen them, huh? Hey, you count them. Hey, another pair of glasses. Put them on you, boy. Now, come on. Here they are, and don't pull them off. And now, let's go hunting.
The makers of Jungle Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a fighting friend, who will come on the jungle?
Yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut Butter.
Wait a minute, Jupiter. Sam's quite right. Letting my anger at what happened to Kit boil over, and it's clouded my judgment. It's not thinking straight. Why didn't I leave more watch glasses with them, huh? Jupiter, stay here. I think we're in the direction in which the rocket ship crash landed. Stay here, and I'll track back to you, huh? Okay, boy. Good one. Shan't be long. Stay here, huh?
Narak?
Yes, Jungle?
I'm sorry.
I did not mean to call you that name, but it is a name on my mind.
You are frightened, Narak?
It is not possible for an astral being to be frightened. You know this. The capacity to fear is not with us. But he is an enemy, and he fills my mind.
True. And it is this I would talk about now.
Talk, then.
Our flying ship is broken. We're here on the edge of the swamps. They are there. We saw their flying ship landing. They're between us and the city of domes. We wait here, or we walk to the city?
We do not wait. This is our nature not to wait.
Good. Come then. Keep the stone gun at readiness. One of the fire-breathing creatures. Deal with it.
Yes. Turn to stone.
Of course.
Come. And even though we are shapes without shape, we must be careful. This man, this earthling Jungle, has sharp eyes. He will watch for the guns in our hands.
Oh, he may have the watch glasses.
How?
He was not in their flying ship as we believed. For what purpose would he not have been in their flying ship?
To go to the people of Ket in the city.
And also, as Ket helped them and told them all, to take the watch glasses.
So? We must be most careful. Norin, a question.
Ask.
Of us all, of the astral beings, how many are left?
You, Narak, I, Noran, and 30 of our kind in the city of domes. You think to question again? This is enough of us to conquer new planets.
Yes, Norin.
We will trick this Earthman now and return to the city. As a good punishment for his impertinence in coming here to the stars to do battle with me, we shall kill all left of the people of Armagan.
Then?
Then we destroy the city of domes, and we leave this planet revenged, and we journey the stars, plundering and amusing ourselves. This is our way. We cannot change now. We shall not change now.
Spaghetti! Spaghetti!
Happy! What is it today?
Look, just wish me success in fighting the astral beings, that's all, thanks.
Hey, you've done it already.
No, I came back to give you these. These watch glasses. Here, catch.
Here, Doctor.
Yeah?
You catch one pair, I catch the other.
Go on, here we go. Here we are. And for you, Dr. Kett. And this is for Sam. Go on, catch it. Where is she, by the way?
It's a little difficult for the three of us. Look at you down from the top of this hatch, if you understand me,
We all be back soon. Put those glasses on, and with them you'll see the astral beings coming.
They are coming?
Not that I know of. I'll see you in a moment. Keep the glasses on and duck back into the ship if there's any trouble.
Norin.
I know what you're going to ask. What manner of creature is that? I do not know.
It is like nothing. None of the creatures known to us on this planet.
Strange. It is coming closer. There it is, crawling low and coming to us. I know it. The old rover told me of it. It is the animal, the leopard of Jet Jungle.
Norin, it cannot see us. How then?
It must have strange powers of smell, of smelling the danger that we are. Look, it casts its head around. It does not look directly at us. It smells the air. It is trying to find us. It knows we are here somewhere, but it does not know where exactly.
It has heard us.
Walk to that side there. We'll go past this creature. I do not have much power left in my stone gun.
I neither.
I do not like animals. They are lesser beings. But I can see how, in terms of the earthlings, that one there, the black leopard, must be termed beautiful.
He smells us. Yet it creeps slow on its belly. It comes for us.
Use the stone gun. Good. Come, Narak. Turned into stone and preserved in stone. It will live, it will breathe. But it will die from attrition of the body wasting away. Jungle will find this creature. He will not be pleased.
He must be near.
Yes. We go carefully.
Jupiter! Jupiter! By the crippling creatures of Castor, where is he? The more I call him, the greater the chance of giving myself away. Jupiter! Jupiter! If I'm not careful, I'm going to have one of these animals piling into me. Jupiter! Hang on. There's a shape. A shape there, Jupiter. Not his color, and turn him into stone. Jupiter! Jupiter, boy! He's not where I left him, so he went for the astral beings. They got him. All right, boy, I'll break you out of this. Don't worry. What did you do with the watch glasses I put round your head, huh? Do I kick at this stone vice? No, Jupiter broke the stone around Spaghetti by biting. Like a vice, right, so I get my arms around the middle here. Around your chest, Jupiter. And I exert pressure. Well, not so easy. Jet, break the stone cast around Jupiter!
And then, Professor Milady?
Well then, I turned to the King of Spain and I said, for services rendered, I can understand that you wish to give me a medal. But, I said, I'm an honest man and a humble one, I said. The King of Spain, he looked at me, and he said, very well, I will reward you with the cash.
I see. And then?
Yeah, but then he gave me a casket of gold. Worth, I think, half a million. I left the palace, the bands were playing, the guns were firing a salute, the people were cheering me. And then?
And then?
I woke up. Yeah, you like my little story, eh?
Yeah, except for one thing.
Pardon, is that?
What?
I am trying not to say W-H-A-T. You were going to say?
I was going to say that There is no king of Spain.
Yeah.
There may be again one day, but there isn't now.
Grazie, doctor, for telling me. Well, now, another story is... Hey, there, look. I can see two shapes going to the sort of jungle there.
Yeah, the astral beings.
They only be that. Sam, squeeze up here somewhere. Look through these watch glasses. Astral beings, two of them, moving away from us. Jet has missed them. Now, what do we do, Sam?
More powerful jaws, maybe, than I have arms, but okay. One last go to smash this stone around you. Grip again, Jet, and squeeze. Squeeze. Right, eh? Hey, my boy. So the astral beings got you, didn't he? You're okay now, huh? That's it. All right, easy now. Easy, Jupiter. Where are they, boy? Did they go past you? Where did they go, Jupiter? Can you tell me? No, I suppose you can't. You had the stone cast fixed on you, and of course you couldn't see through it, but...
Jet!
Jet! That's spaghetti.
Jet! Where are you?
What's he doing out of the command ship? Come on, Jupiter, come on! And there he is. Spaghetti, what is it?
Yes, I'd like to see you. Oh, never in my life have I known such crawly creepies as in here. Any moment they expect a fire dragon to breathe down my neck. Or perhaps a tigre-teeth tiger to come jumping on me.
What is happening, Spaghetti?
We saw with these watch glasses two astral beings. They come walking through near the spaceship. They do not see us. They walk past and they are in a hurry.
It can only be Nolan and someone else. Come on, Jupiter.
Hey, what about me?
Now keep up with us, Spaghetti. Look, jump on my back, huh? Show me which way they went. Is Sam looking for them?
No, she waits at the command ship with the doctor. You know, someone has to look after her. And I decided to be not a coward for once.
About time, too. Come on, jump on, hurry. We'll cut past the command ship, picking up Sam on the way. Up, come on, up we jump. Right.
Good. I feel a little safer from here.
Right, come on, up we go.
All right there, Jim.
All right.
Good. Give me up there. Come on. Hey.
Come on. This is no time for a funny, Spaghetti. There's the command ship. Okay, Sam! Sam, over here, fast!
That's Jungle Talk from one of the kings of the jungle. He's got a healthy roar because he eats a good meal every day. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Get into good eating habits every day and you're roaring to go.
I'm swimming in the morning, riding in the afternoon, and at the weekend I'm going on a fishing camp with Dad.
That's Jungle Talk. With Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're getting all the natural goodness of golden, sun-ripened oats. With nourishing Jungle Oats for breakfast every day, you're ready to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Sam, come on over. Dr. Kidd, stay with the ship. Sam, I want you here as fast as you can get. Come on. Let's finish off the astral beings once and for all.
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.